Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. This is Carol McLeod, and I'd love to welcome you to a special Christmas podcast on the joy of motherhood that I hope will begin to usher this Christmas season in for you as a mother. If you joined me last time, you met my sunny and sassy Southern friend by the name of Michelle Cox. Well, what we didn't talk about last time is that Michelle has friends in Hope Valley. Do you know where Hope Valley is? Do you even know what it is? Hope Valley is the fictional town that is told about, that is chronicled in the popular Hallmark TV series, When Calls the Heart. And, you know, this TV series is based on the popular series of books by Jeanette Oak. Michelle is the co-author of several devotionals based on this Hallmark series, and her new devotional, When Calls the Heart at Christmas, has just been released. I'm so excited about this book for many reasons. First of all, because I love Christmas. And then because I love Michelle Cox. And then because I love Hope Valley. I wish I could spend some time there. But finally, I'm excited about this book because one of my family recipes is featured in this book. What fun. But before we get started with Michelle, let me just remind you that I love hearing from you. Do you have some mothering questions? Do you wish that you had an older mom that you could ask about potty training or temper tantrums or pacifiers or teaching your kids to drive or having spendovers? Well, as most of you know, I'm the mother of five grown children and Marmy to the seven wonders of my world. And although I'm not an expert, I do have some experience on the topic and on the questions of mothering. I would love to share with you what I have learned. So send me your questions. Nothing's off limits at carol@carolmcleodministries.com. And I always like to tell you how to spell McLeod. It's M-C capital L-E-O-D. Now, today, I'd also like to invite you to visit my website, which is carolmcleodministries.com. If you're Christmas shopping for some of the girls, for some of the women in your life, I'm going to save you the trouble of the traffic and the mall and the cold weather, and you can just go to my website and get all your Christmas shopping done for all of your girlfriends, for your mom, for your mother-in-law, for your sisters, by buying a book or two at my website. It's carolmcleodministries.com. But my website is more than a store. You can download a podcast. You can read a devotional. You can send me your prayer request. It's a great way to stay connected with the ministry. And as this year comes to a close and you're praying about making end of year donations, I'd like to encourage you to remember us at carolmcleodministries.com. If this podcast has encouraged you or strengthened you in any way, would you pray about giving us an end of the year gift so we can keep doing things just like this? But now, are you ready to travel through time and through distance? Let's go to Hope Valley and stir up some Christmas spirit with Michelle Cox. Well, Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is Carol McLeod, and I am the host on this podcast that focuses on the joy of motherhood in all seasons of life. You know, Mom, I know there are days when you wonder where the joy is, but I can tell you it is there. You can discover it. You can tap into it. And the way you do that is by spending time with the Lord. You know, every time I have a guest on this show, I'm always very sure to ask someone who's going to leave a strategic and rich deposit in your life and in your walk with the Lord. And so today I have my good friend with me again, Michelle Cox. Hey, Michelle.
Glad to be here.
Thanks. Let everybody hear your Brooklyn accent.
In my Brooklyn accent, yes.
And we're going to be talking about a series, I would call it, of books that she's written that you're all going to relate to. I just wish I could hear all of your voices right now, because when I tell you what kinds of books Michelle writes, you're all going to just let out a beautiful sigh. But Michelle and her friend Brian Bird have written a series of books based on the very popular Hallmark show, When Calls the Heart. So, Michelle, how did God open this door for you that you get to write these books about When Calls the Heart?
Pizza.
Pizza. Oh, that's got a story behind it. Pizza.
Pizza. I was at the Blue Ridge Mountain Christian Writers Conference on faculty, and Brian Bird was there as well. And so during the conference each year, one of the things that we do is the faculty goes out to dinner in town after the sessions one day. And so we had gone in this particular evening, a group of about 20 of us, and everybody was just milling around to get a seat, and I just so happened to sit next to Brian Bird, and which was good because I had a message to deliver to him. My granddaughter had said, if you see him, tell him I love it when Jack and Elizabeth kiss, and ask him if he can make that happen more often.
So tell the listeners who Brian Bird is exactly.
Brian Bird is the executive producer and co-creator of When Calls the Heart.
Okay. So your granddaughter wanted him to know that Jack and Elizabeth needed to kiss more often.
Exactly.
And how old is she?
She was 7.
Okay.
So I delivered that message, and I've known Brian for probably 7 or 8 years. We've been at film conferences together, and we talked a little longer, and just in the course of conversation, he said, I've always wanted to do a devotional book based on the show, but I know there's no way to get it done in time for the new season, because this was probably May 23rd when the two of us were together, and the season would release in February. And as you know, that in publishing world, that's just
that
crazy.
Doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, you know, Brian, I do a lot of devotional books. I think I might know one publisher that might be able to make that happen. And so we just kept talking through the evening, and it made perfect sense for the two of us to work together. And so I got back to the convention center, and I saw the owner of my literary agency, and so I told him about the idea. And he said, well, there's no way you'll get a publisher. And he said, even if you got a publisher, there's no way you'd get it written in time. And I said, I think I know the publisher, and if we get the publisher, we will have the book written. And so I emailed my publisher at Broad Street, Carlton Garborg, and I said, would you be interested? And 2 minutes later, yes, we want to do this book. And so neither of us had any pre-planning, you know, that this was coming. So I had just finished 2 books in 9 weeks. Brian had a movie releasing. We both had multiple conferences in the middle of all of this. We had to get permissions from his business partners, from Hallmark, from Crown Media, to use photos from Jeanette Oakes Publishers, because she wrote the books that the series is based on. But we got it done by the end of July and had it in the first book, When God Calls the Heart, released in February of this year. And then When God Calls the Heart at Christmas just released this week.
So let's go back to the first one, When God Calls the Heart. So it's a devotional based on?
Based on the show. We take stories from the episodes, and then we put the spiritual application to them. We add a verse of scripture, a prayer, questions that make it personally relatable to you. And then we have photos from the show that, you know, really play up the favorite characters. And so that one had 40 devotions in it. And it's so cool what God's done with it, because families are doing the devotions together. Little children are doing it. Even in my family, my little granddaughters were so excited about the book because they loved the show. And a couple of days after I gave them their copies, my little granddaughter Ava called and she said, Grandmama, I did my devotions this morning and I wrote the verses in my journal. And so that was extra precious to me because it was impacting my own family.
Right.
But it's just been amazing with what God's been doing and the lives that are being reached because of this.
So who is the audience for this first book, When God Calls the Heart? Is it women? Is it children?
Well, we were thinking women, but we've heard from so many families that the children love it. We've heard from college students that got their copies and they're doing devotions in their dorms. We've heard from a woman who bought copies for everyone in her chemotherapy group.
Wow.
And every week when they have chemo, they're doing devotions together. We've heard from one of the Hardys, and the Hardys are the fans of the show, and they are like fans on steroids. They're so, you know, wonderful fans. And so one of them was delivering supplies to a hotel where families had taken refuge from flooding. And while she was there, she heard the voices from the show. And so she went over to investigate. And while she was talking to them, the parents told her that the kids and teenagers had been so bored that they went to get anything they could to keep them busy. And they bought a copy of the DVD and a copy of our devotional book on impulse, had not seen the show. And so that afternoon, the Hardy came back through and found the group of teenagers holding an impromptu devotional session. And she said the parents looked really bewildered. And she said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "Well, you don't understand. These kids have never been to church. They've never opened a Bible."
Mm.
And several weeks later, I got an email from the Hardy that said they went to church today. And weeks later, they were still going.
Wow.
And so God has used this just literally across the board from young to old in ways that I never would have imagined. And on their own, some of the Hardys have started a devotional group on Facebook, another one on Twitter. We have a mother and daughter doing videos weekly as they do their devotions together. And they even on their own have planned a devotional conference for next summer.
Wow. So it's just exciting things are happening based on pizza.
Based on pizza.
Yes.
Who knew you got book contracts that way, Carol?
Who knew? I'll have to try it. You know, for those of you who are listening, if you are not familiar with When Calls the Heart, it is a wholesome, clean series based on some Jeanette Oakey books that the Hallmark Channel has produced. It's about a school teacher who moves to a mining town in the early part of the 20th century, in the early 1900s. And it's about her escapades and the children she teaches and the families in the town. And I talked my husband, Michelle, into watching it with me. We watched it for several years. But I have to tell you something. He got too frustrated because of Jack and Elizabeth, because they never got married. Two of the main characters, Jack is a Mountie, Elizabeth is a teacher. Well, glory to God, they finally got married after how many seasons?
It was the fifth season.
And then I couldn't believe it. Jack died the next week. Are you kidding me? Michelle, what happened? Like, that was heartbreaking to all the Hardy fans
out
there.
Oh, I knew it was coming, and it was still heartbreaking, yes.
You didn't tell me it was coming. You should have warned me.
I wasn't allowed to tell. I couldn't even tell my little granddaughter. So he chose not to renew his contract. And so they had a certain amount of time that they were able to have him on screen for the last season. And they went through what's the best way to deal with this situation. And I think they chose the perfect manner because had they had him just leave, he wouldn't have been the honorable man that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, really, if you stop and think about it, our lives are the same way. And, you know, death comes whether we want it or not. And you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not the end of the show, though. And they've got some new characters that I think are going to be wonderful additions to the show and some wonderful storylines. Loved what they did with Henry Gowan's redemption story in this past season. So I really encourage everyone to keep watching. The Christmas movie usually comes out on Christmas Day night, and then the sixth season will begin in February.
So your most recent book, has just come out, and it's When God Calls the Heart at Christmas.
Yes.
And you've got to know I love this book because I am a Christmas-aholic. I know it. One of my grandmother's recipes is in the book. You made a call for family recipes that really couldn't be traced to a cookbook.
Yeah.
So I gave you my grandmother's.
And it's delicious.
Isn't it great?
It's
a cranberry orange relish that we have had for years at our Thanksgiving and Christmas table. And so tell us about When God Calls the Heart at Christmas.
I love this book because I love Christmas. And so we take 25 devotions, again, based on episodes of the show, and we pull out the Christmas themes. And then we have recipes, we have Christmas stories, traditions, things that you can do with your family. So it's a real treasure of a book. And then there's a companion journal, When God Calls the Heart at Christmas, keepsake journal, that's part journal, and then it's part place for families to preserve their Christmas memories. And that's one of the things I did when my boys were growing up. So we have prompts for, you know, tell us about your Christmas decorations. Tell us about who was there for Christmas each year, your children's wish list for Christmas, funny things that happened, things that your family did. And for me now, going back for the one that I did with my boys, if my house burned down and I could get three things, that would be one of them because it's a treasure of just such wonderful memories. And now that like my dad's passed away, to go back and have those memories of him being there with us during the holidays was so special.
I love it.
And so there's some wonderful stories and things in this book. So I'm really excited for people to get this. And it's a gift that folks can give that's going to touch hearts and lives and make a difference in people as they're reminded of the true reason for the season, that God sent love wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Amen. So we've been talking about Michelle Cox's two new books, When God Calls the Heart and When God Calls the Heart at Christmas. And these are books that are based on the Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart. But in closing, Michelle,
yes,
we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas, okay? Share with us one of your favorite Christmas traditions. Now, I know you just shared with us that you kept a book, but give us something practical. What was one of the favorite things you ever did with your boys at Christmas?
One of the things that we did when our first son was born, we decided that each year we would buy an ornament for each of the children. As they got older, it coincided with things that were going on in their lives. And when we decided that, we said that when our boys got married, we would wrap those up for them to take a box of memories from our house to their new home. And that was the hardest gift I ever gave away. I cried the whole time I packed the box because it was such precious memories. And I put a note on it, and I said, this is a box of memories that hung on our tree. Now it can hang on yours. And when my son opened it up at the shower, I saw him clench his jaw as he tried to keep the tears back. And then I heard a sniffle beside me, and my husband was sitting there with tears dripping off his cheeks. And all three of our boys cried when they opened theirs.
And you're making me cry right now.
Yeah, and that one was just so special. We have so many. Christmas Eve is my favorite time. And we start out with dinner. We have a birthday party for Jesus with a cake because I want my grandchildren and I wanted my boys to know there was a special reason we did this. And then we pray together as a family with everybody on their knees, with from youngest to oldest, and especially precious now to hear the little ones pray. And then we do the nativity scent. We sit it on the floor and we give each of the children, they let them pick the people out of the nativity set. And as we read the Christmas story together, they place the sheep in place or put the angel. And it's just a really sweet time together of celebrating the reason for Christmas before we move on to the gifts and that kind of thing.
Oh, I love it. Those are great ideas. I know some of the young moms listening today are going to really latch onto those ideas. Okay, one more question, Michelle, before I let you go. So what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, we watch a lot of them. Actually, my husband is the Hallmark Christmas movie fan, and he watches every one of them. But man, it's hard to pick because there's so many awesome ones.
Like Charlie Brown Christmas or White Christmas.
I love that one. That's got to be one of my favorites. Yes.
I know, right? Charlie Brown Christmas.
But I love them all because, I'm like you. I know you love Christmas as well. And so I just love every bit of it. The lights, the family gathered. And, you know, I as we sit and pray, I peek a little bit.
Do you peek?
I do peek.
I'm not surprised.
I do. But I look around and I realize that the gifts are not what's under the tree. The gifts are the ones gathered around it.
That's right. Well, Michelle, thank you for being with me today. And I hope all of our listeners will go out and get a copy of When God Calls the Heart and When God Calls the Heart at Christmas.
And they can get more information at whengodcallstheheart.com.
Oh, thank you. Whengodcallstheheart.com. My friend, Michelle Cox, thank you for being with me today, Michelle. And
thank you for
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, my friend.
Thank you for joining me on The Joy of Motherhood. And we'll see you next time. Love to pray for you today, so send me an email with your prayer request in it. Mom, you are important to the kingdom of God at your moment in history. Never doubt it. If it matters to you, it matters to God. If you'd like to send me a prayer request, I can be reached at carol@carolmcleodministries.com. And let me just tell you, I'm the only one who will read it. Nobody else will see it. And it would be my honor to take your request to the throne of God. Thank you for joining me today on The Joy of Motherhood. You can do this, Mom. You've got what it takes to mother the children you've been given, because the God who lives in you, well, He's more than enough. And let me just say, Merry Christmas.